I'm Wolf Blitzer in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Tornadoes hit the Central Plains and freight cars explode just outside a major American city. Let's get started. We begin with the breaking news. What looks like the start of another round of punishing weather on the Central Plains. Four tornadoes hitting north central and northeastern Kansas, including this one caught on tape in the town of Corning.
That thing just got, oh my, it grew.
It's huge now. And it's not moving very fast.
Holy. And just look at sucking these clouds in.
Oh yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger.
That is crazy.
Just a moment, you're going to hear from a storm chaser who just made it through a twister inside a kind of custom-made tornado tank. But first, Tom Sater is in the Weather Center. Tom, there's quite a bit of severe weather out there today. We've heard reports of four tornadoes that touched downs in Kansas today. What's the latest?
Well, the good news, Wolf, is that these are in extremely rural areas. But let me start with this note for you. The month of May is the most explosive month, the greatest number of tornadoes in the U.S., roughly around 384. Halfway through the month, on the 15th of the month, we only had three. But on that day, on the 15th, it was Hood County, Texas, and the fatalities in Granbury. Then it was east of Oklahoma City and the community of Shawnee, and then we all know about more that followed. Currently, on the map here, we have severe thunderstorm watches, you'll see, with funnel clouds that were in western Kansas. But it's the red box here. This is the tornado watch box. This is in effect until 10 p.m. Central Time, and this is where we've had the four tornadoes. The first one, as you saw the pictures there of Corning, did drop, and it briefly dissipated for a while. Then it was near the town of Minneapolis, not Minnesota. This is Minneapolis in Kansas. And then just south of there, we also had one near Bennington. Salina, just north of Salina, we've got a small tornado as well. Population of 48,000. But all the ingredients are right for tomorrow, another outbreak where we have sent our very own CNN meteorologist, Chad Myers. He's on his way to Wichita. The threat from Kansas will move in tonight. Not as strong since we lose the daytime heating, but the thunderstorm threat with hail and damaging winds could go into the tri-state area of Indiana, Ohio, southern Michigan, maybe even in toward the northeast of New England late tomorrow afternoon. But the biggest threat right here, as you see here, and let's take this so we can all see this. It's not just a slight risk area. This is a moderate risk, which again means the possibility of supercell thunderstorms, Wolf. They have their own circulation. They move sometimes in a random helter-skelter fashion. And this is where we can see the tornadoes from areas of Nebraska through central Kansas, Oklahoma, this time east of Oklahoma. But as we all know, these systems slide off toward the east. An interesting note too, Wolf, if you go back to the beginning of the year, January 1, the U.S. has seen the fewest number of tornadoes since 1954. Seems like Mother Nature is making up for lost time, but we'll keep you covered. Chad Myers, as mentioned, will be in Wichita throughout the day tomorrow.
So it looks like it's going to be bad tomorrow in Wichita, but once again, just tell us about Oklahoma City, because we all know what they went through last week in Moore, Oklahoma, which is right outside.
Well, the biggest threat there is going to be obviously just debris. Any winds that'll kick up, even from what we call an outflow boundary, even if these supercells are well to the west of Oklahoma City or more, those outflow boundaries can obviously stir up the debris, which is going to be quite dangerous. Anyone living in this area really knows now, of course, to heed the warnings and make the precautions now. But some of these we could reach in the range of EF3, EF4. So again, it's a moderate risk, which is fairly high, Wolf, on the scale of our threat.
Everybody's got to be really, really careful out there and take all of the precautions. Tom Sater, thanks very much.